Okay, today's daf is Trumas Daf Vav. So we, Baruch Hashem, are a week into Trumos, and we are on Hey Amid Beis, where the Gemara had a question. The Mishnah said that somebody cannot be Torim es Sheinu Shelo. One can only be, well, cannot be Torim Tvua that does not belong to him. So the question is, does that mean does not belong to him, or does that mean belongs to someone else? Right, that was the Gemara's question, the Nafkamina being Hefker. Can I be Mafrish on a Dvar Shel Hefker? Then we noted that that reflects that Hefker is a different type of mechanism in Halacha than all the others, because many of the other activities that we could do with our property, it obviously has to be mine. If I want to sell something, it has to be mine. If I want to be, I can't sell something that doesn't belong to me. I can do it, but it doesn't have any effect. If I want to sell something, if I want to be makdish something, if I want to give something away, it has to be mine. And all of a sudden, the Gemara here is entertaining the possibility that I could be mafrish, I could be toreim, something that's not mine. So that reflects that it's something different, as we said yesterday at the end of Shir, from some of the achronim, that it reflects the idea that you are not changing something like makdish and mocher and nosein, which is really changing the bialus. But if we look at tevel as more of this truma in there, and there's truma's meiser in there, it's all in there, and it's the destiny of this produce is to have the truma revealed and then given to the kohen, and maybe it connects to what we discussed back a week ago in the introduction. According to some achronim, the Taz, the beginning of Yoredeya, that there's an idea of being mafresh, even if you don't have in mind to eat, maybe as a mitzvah, not just a matir. That also reflects that there's like truma screaming out in here to be separated, but it's already there already. So I'm just designating figuring out which part of this is going to be the truma. So then there's something to talk about, that even if it's not mine. So that was the question. That was the question we wanted to figure out. What about Hefker? Right? Is the problem that it's not mine, or is the problem that it is yours? So we tried to bring a raya from the Mishnah on Daf Nuntes Mabez, where the Gemara, the Mishnah later on in the sixth parak of Trumos, quotes that if somebody steals Trumas Hekdish, Truma that always happens to be Hekdish, he has to pay two Chomshin, which is one for each, because you have to pay a Chomish for Truma, if a Yisrael eats Truma, and you have to pay a Chomish for Hekdish, and one Karen. You don't pay a Kefel, because there's no Kefel for Tashlume Hekdish. So how do you have Truma that's Hekdish? So we say, oh, maybe that means that the Gizbar, the Gabai of the Beis HaMikdash, he was the one that was Toreim, and isn't that similar? Because a Gizbar, does he really own it? Does he really own the stuff? So maybe a Gizbar being Toreim Hekdish is similar to a regular person being Toreim Hefker. And we have a Raya. We have a Raya that it works. So isn't that what it is talking about? So the Gemara says no. Where it says it could be another pshat, it could be that it's somebody. No, I have truma, I'm a kohen, I have truma, and then I was makdish by truma. So I was mafreshit, maybe the Yisrael was mafreshit before he gave it to me, maybe I was mafreshit if it was mine, but there's no, you don't have to say it's about the gizbar, so there's no raya. So there's no raya to our discussion. Right? That was the last line we said. Second to last line on Hamah base. O nomar, man hu toreim, and we switched the girsa, bikohen shehik the shuma. So it wasn't nothing to do with the gizbar. So Gemara says that doesn't work. V'yatani Rav Oshia, but the Braisa says, Rav Oshia has a Braisa that's explaining the Mishnah. Again, this is a Mishnah later on. Sixth parak, Nun Tes Amid Beis. The Braisa says, Echad Amakdish Tivlo, V'yechad Amakdish Trumaso. Right, whether somebody is Makdish Tevel and then the Gizbar is Toreim, or somebody is Makdish Trumas. You see Beferish. See Beferish that one of the Mishnah is also talking about a case where the Gizbar was Makdish. So if that's the case, don't we back to our raya, that just like a gizbar can be makdish, so too we can be makdish, we can be toreim. Just like a gizbar can be toreim, so too a person can be toreim hefker. So Gemara says, no, can't compare. Amar of Edi, gizbar, kemandi inun bailim. No, it could very well be that the gabai of the Beis HaMikdash is ki'ilu, it's his. He has certain level of ownership, legabe, using it, and therefore, don't bring me a raya, right? A gizbar kind of owns the items of Hekdish, and therefore, it cannot be a model for, Hefker. Udalok Rav Yossi, the Gemara just says, and this is against Rav Yossi, because there's a machloka that's quoted in a few places in the Yerushalmi, the Mefarshim here quote, that there's a machlokas whether the gizbar is actually considered an owner. Rabbi Yossi Amar, hu a gizbar, hu acher. Rabbi Yossi says, no, a gizbar is just like a different person. It's just like a stranger. It's not like considered the owner. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Right, the Marafolda quotes from Masechah Shkalim, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, it would not be according to Rabbi Yossi, it would be a raya possibly, because according to Rabbi Yossi, he's like an acher, and yet he could still be toreim. So, but again, our Mishnah might not be going like Rabbi Yossi, as Gizbar, Kamadin, and Bailam, and therefore it wouldn't be a raya. This is an unanswered question. Unanswered question. We don't answer. It's a baya delo ifshita. The Tosfos in Temura, interesting discussion, this whole idea of the Gizbar being the owner. So he's not really the owner, it belongs to Hektish. Hashem is the owner, but the Gizbar is a stand-in for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. It relates a little bit to Nedarim. There is a Tosfos in Temura. Tosfos in Temura, on Daf Chav Zayin Mabez. Tosfos wonders, there's a Chilik, says the Tosfos. Va'od Shmuel hechi ka'amar de mechul al shava pruta. Right, there's a concept of hektish being mechalel. Like if I want to redeem hektish, do I have to redeem it shava b'shava exactly the amount that it is worth? If I'm mechalel it on shava pruta, then b'di'evad it works too. Works too. In Bizvar Azeh, we're Bechala Baiser Sheni on a Sheva Pruta. So Shmuel, the Tosfos wonders about that halacha. Vitzarech Lomar, says Tosfos, Tahacha Mairi Bebala Bayis. Hapode hektish shelo. V'chi agavna amr Shmuel de b'chul al-pachas v'shavyo. When does Shmuel say that you can redeem hektish for less than its value? That's by the original owner that was makdashit. Aval gizbar hamocher hektish. Sarech shlosha o asara. But a gizbar that's selling hektish, that has to be shavah b'shavah. That has to be only sold for equal amounts. Can't sell it for lower than it is. When the gizbar is selling a devar hektish, and you might need, like the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, if you do it in front of 3 people, do it in front of 10 people, etc. The Gilyan Ashas right here on this Tosfos says, look at the Turei Evan in Megillah on Daf Chav Gimel. Right, the Shagas Ari's commentary on Daf Chav Gimel. So if you look there, if Rabbi Kiva Eger tells you to look there, then we have to look there. So he wanders there. It says, so what's the difference between someone else and the Gizbar? Is the Gizbar really an owner? Umepresha divrei Tosfos halolo dvar chidishu lachalik bein bala bias hapode hekdesho de mechula v'diavad afilu b'shava pruta and Gizbar dein padi ela b'shavio. So why should there be a difference? So he goes through a couple of pages. Ubal karcha chayru taiba diish lechalek bein acher lebailim mishum de bailim kiven de hektish chalal piv kilav yecholav tozo. He goes through again. We're not going to go through it, but feel free. Chav Gimel, the Turei Evan discusses whether the owner could really be looked. The gizbar could really be looked at. The kohanim themselves, right? The Gemara in the Darim discusses whether the Kohanim themselves, again, not exactly the same question, whether there are Shlichim or Hashem Shlichim, right? Shluchei Derachmana or Shluchei Didan. Are they acting on behalf of Hashem or on behalf of me? Right? So is the Gizbar, not the same thing. Gizbar is not a Kohen, Dafka. I don't think, maybe he is. But they have to be in places, maybe a Kohen or a Levi. But the Kohanim themselves are looked at as Shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu possibly. So the Gizbar also might be the Bailim, right? Command the Inun Bailim, the Gemara says. So gets a little tricky. Okay, so let's continue. Nachrish Dar Meshel Yisrael. So remember now the next halacha back in the Mishnah on Daf Aleph, a non-Jew that is Torim. So the Mishnah said, this is number five that is excluded. We had Cheresh, Shota, Katan, Eno Shalo, Nachri, that's Torim Shel Yisrael, Shalo Birshus. Shalo Birshus. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Masechah Sanhedrin, Shabbos. Shabbos and a Rambam Shabbos. Reb Zeira, Reb Acha, Reb Yasa, Reb Yochanan, Reb Shimon, Reb Yanai, Atem, Gam Atem, L'Rambam Shluchachem. So Atem, as we had earlier, is the source by Trumas Meiser, actually, but it's by Shruma, HaFrashas Shruma, to include Shluchachem. Ma Atem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris. Just like you can be Mafrit Shruma, but it only applies to you, Jews. Only Jews have an obligation of being Mafrit Shruma. So Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris, so too your Shliach has to be a B'nei Bris, has to be a Jew. And therefore, the halacha is that a non-Jew cannot be mafresh shuman, and a non-Jew cannot be your shliach. And we continue. Atem osim shliach ve'en hagoy osim shliach. You can make a shliach, ve'en hagoy osim shliach. So just like being a shliach, so too making a shliach. A goy is excluded from both of those. In general, a goy is excluded from the principle of shlichus. Shlichus only applies to Jews. That's a principle that applies to Jews. There might be a concept of shlichus derabanan lechumra by a goy. Where does this come up? Amir la'akum, if you remember. Amir la'akum, right? Why we paskin that amir la'akum is an iser derabanan, right? Even though there's a smog that one of the Bali Atosfas that say amir la'akum, asking a goy to do something for me on Shabbos, is an iser daraisa, because it says lashon of passive, right? Malacha should not be done, lo ye'aseh, right, and therefore maybe even done by someone else. No, but we paskin it's an iser derabanan, is what's called a shvus. So is there a svara behind that iser derabanan? So what's the background for the iser derabanan? So it's known as the three shitas in the Rishonim. Rashi says in Avodah Zarah Daf Tezvav, v'daber davar. It's a violation of, you're supposed to speak differently on Shabbos. V'daber davar shlo ye diburach shel Shabbos, ki diburach shel chol. And asking a non-Jew to do malacha on Shabbos, that is a violation. That's dibur shel chol. It's a dibur that has to do with malacha, and therefore it is inappropriate. And it's also derabanan. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says that it's gzera shema yavo. If I ask a non-Jew to do malacha for me on Shabbos, then it's a good chance that I'll come to do malacha. Right? If I'm having the malacha, I'll say just do. I'll be watching him to do it. I'm like, no, do it this way, do it that way. Just, it's easier for me to do it. And so if you have any malacha done, so that would not be allowed. I'm not going to find it now. But Rashi at the end of Shabbos quotes a concept that maybe he is your shliach. The guy is my shliach. And if the guy is my shliach, so that's why I'm not allowed to do it. Right? That's the last parak in Maseches Shabbos, beginning of Misha Hichshich. Rashi quotes, my timer, I said, remember the case in the beginning of Misha Hichshich, I'm walking outside the Erev and I have my wallet and I'm walking with a guy and it's a tchum and Erev. So I give the guy my wallet before, Shabbos comes into the world. So my time, I ask the Gemara, Shavur le Rabbanan le Mesav Kisa le Nachri. Why are you allowed to give the guy your wallet? Ask Rashi, Vahare hu shlucho lisa enu b'Shabbos. He's your shliach. Shabbos kufnun gimel. He's your shliach. So isn't it also shliach? We're talking about a guy. Right? So how is there? So yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. This Rashi is quoted. So that's the 3 days. Rashi, Avodah Zarah, Rashi, Shabbos, and the Rambam. The 3 days about the Mir Lakum. So he's excluded from Shlichus on a Daraisa level, for sure, but on a Duravana level, he might be included. There's a question about a Girsin Bamitsia. Gemara around the Ayin Aleph or so. There could be nafkaminas between the reasons. The Stipler, the Kilas Yaakov in Avodah Zarah, Simen Ches discusses, what if you arrange it before Shabbos? You don't say a word on Shabbos about the Amir Lakum. You just arrange it beforehand. So according to Rashi, Avodah Zarah, V'daber Davar, you're not violating. Because you're not saying a word on Shabbos. But if it's Gzeira Shema Yavo, right, or he's your Shliach, so then it's a problem even if it's done on Shabbos. What if, could I arrange something on Shabbos to be done after Shabbos? Right, is that, so again, V'daber Davar is a problem. There is a problem, but Shlichus, not a problem. It's not being done on Shabbos. And there are other Nafkaminas, but that's in terms of Amira La'akum. That's the Simen Ches in the Stipler in Avodah Zarah. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that a goy is excluded, like the first Mishnah says, a goy can't be your shliach to be mafresh truma. A goy, number one, ma'atem nebris, ashlucha chem nebris, can't be, and also making a shliach. Atem osim shliach, ve'yam goy osim shliach. Even if a goy has his own tvua, and we're going to see that he can be mafresh from his own tvua, he cannot make a shliach. He cannot make a shliach, right? Because the parsha of shlichus does not apply to him. Rabbi Yossi savar meima. Rabbi Yossi thought to say, ein hagoy osa shliach begoy acher chavero. A goy can't make a shliach to a fellow goy. A goy can't make a fellow goy a shliach. Habi Yisrael osa. But maybe a goy can make a Jewish shliach. Right? A goy is excluded. A goy can be mafresh from his own truma. A guy can't be the shliach of a Jew. A guy can't appoint a guy, but maybe a guy could appoint a Jew. A Jew is in the parasha of shlichus, so maybe a guy could appoint a Jew as his shliach. So the Gemara says, no. Amar le Rav Zeira, mineu beuminei. From it, from that limud itself, there is an exclusion. Atem osim shliach. When the Brisa says that you can make a shliach, lo be Yisrael, isn't it talking about a Yisrael? That a Jew can make a shliach of somebody Yisrael, vidich vasa, and the parallel line in the Brisa is, ein goyos a shliach. So afilu be Yisrael, must be talking about even a Jew. If we're parallel the lines that a Jew can make a shliach and a guy can't make a shliach, and the Jew making a shliach is talking about a Jew making a Jew shliach, so it must be the parallel line that the guy cannot make a shliach is talking about a guy making a Jew a shliach. Good, so that's why we reject that possibility. There is an shita in the Achronim. There's a shita in the Achronim, the Masis Bin Yamin. It's quoted by the Shach, it's quoted by the Ksos. I'll read it from the Ksos. The Ksos in Kuf Peches, that's the beginning of Hilchos Shlichus, in Choshe Mishpat, that says a guy can make a guy a shliach. A guy ose goy shliach. A guy can't make a Jewish shliach, but a guy can make a guy a shliach. Right? The Shach quotes this in Reish Bem Gimel. And the Masis Bin Yamin, kusi lekusi acher, da'az have right, he can make a shliach, a goy to a goy. That is the Masis Bin Yamin. So where does this come up? It comes up whether there's shlichus for kinyanim. Could I ask a goy to? Could a goy ask one, a different guy to make a kinyan for him? Or is there shlichus? What's discussed here in the we're discussing the Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim discusses, and here the Ksos discusses, what about Sirus? Right, where is it? That one is the Trumas Hadeshen, Sirus. Right, a non-Jew is not allowed to castrate, the Isser of Sirus. And there are some days in the Maseches Sanhedrin that even a Goy is included. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, but it's there, based on Limudim. Afala Sirus, there are some. But often what is done if a Jew, you know, wants to get an animal neutered, give it to a non-Jew, but you give it to another non-Jew. So that's one of the heterim that's mentioned. If a non-Jew gives it to another non-Jew, you give it to the receptionist at the vet, and then you give it to. So if you say there's no shlichus from a guy to a guy, so then maybe you're not even connected to that act that is being done, and that's one of the tzadim lahakel. But the Trumas Hadeshen discusses this way back 500 years ago. Nachri halokeach tarnagolim zacharim kedei lasarson. A non-Jew who takes hens lasarson. Shari li Yisrael limkarlo bistam. Could a Jew sell one to him? Avo pi she yodea she eino kone osam ela kedei lasarson. Right, if a Jew knows that that's why this guy is taking these hens, you know, to be misaris them. Is he allowed to sell them? Is that lifnei iver? Assuming that Sirus is usher for not for Bnei Noach, so is that lifnei iver? So he discusses, well, he's probably going to give it to someone else. Right? Even though, you know, he says, even l'divrei smag, im anachri akone oso eina masarso ba'atzmo, ela mostro la'avdo, o l'shivchaso l'sarso, so then maybe that is okay as well. But again, this relates to the issue of shlichus by a Nachri. The Machane Ephraim, also a contemporary of the Shulchan Aruch, of Yosef Kari, he writes in Hilchos Shluchin, Im agoy nasa shliach lechavero, nira meha Yerushalmi, perek aleph de Trumas. Wow. Ar Yerushalmi. Deleka man disavar de yochol agoy laso shliach lechavero. Right, what did our Gemara say? Reb Yossi said, as a different poshut, our Gemara took it. A goy can't make a goy a shliach. Could a goy make a Yisrael a shliach? And then we say, no, he can't. But our Gemara took it as never pashit, that a guy can't make a guy. So, if you know, kol hashas, Bavli Yerushalmi, you have to remember this line. He says, oh, Yerushalmi Trumas. Right, it sounds like he can't. Avo b'gemara dilon nirek sas dinase. But from our Gemara, it sounds like a guy can. Diamrina bavodazara, dafnun gimel. Dechiyavdu Yisrael ase'egel, galed atayu denichulu bavodazara. What is he talking about? Right, remember that Gemara? Avodah Zarah Nun Gimel Amid Beis. In the Bavli, so the Gemara asked, how can the Goyim have assured any items in Eretz Yisrael by worshipping them? Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shelo. Right, that was the question of the Gemara. Ein Adam Oser Bichti Yerusha. He had an amazing question. Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews. Yerusha hi mi'avoseyem. Didn't Avraham Yisrael and Yaakov get it? Vein on the Moses of Rishon Shalom. So therefore, how did the goyim, you know, even aser anything? You had to go in. You have to worry what's aser bana. So says the Gemara, midapolchu Yisrael leegel. Once we did chita egel, we showed that we didn't mind the avodah zara so much. It's like if you come and bow down to my couch, that you can't aser it. That's my couch. But what if I say, isn't the couch a great god? Isn't it a nice god? Yeah, it's. So once you're Megaladas, that you don't mind the Avodah Zarah, so then it's going to be Nasar. So once Bnei Yisrael did the Egel, Golu Daitayu Denichalu B'Avodas Kochavim, and here's the line, V'chiyasu Avodah Kochavim, Shlichusa Ditu Avdi. They did the Shlichus of us, that we don't mind, so when they did it, they acted based on us. Shlichus. So that even shows that a goy can be a shliach of a Jew, not just a goy of a goy, a goy of a Jew. Okay, that's the Machane Ephraim Sara. There in Hilchos Shluchim. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, so what did we just say? A goy is excluded from shlichus. Hesiv Rav Oshia, v'amastisa mesayle le Reb Yosi. We switch the Gersa. The following Brisa, the Tosefta, is a support for Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi, who said that maybe a guy can make a Jewish liach. Which Reb Yosi? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes the beginning of the Tosefta. Right? If a Jew is a sharecropper. Remember the sugis we had in Demai? Right? A Jew is a sharecropper of a guy. So the Tanakhama says, Ma'aser v'nosin lo. So I could take in Eretz Yisrael. So the Jew can be mafresh truma on behalf of the goy stuff. So says Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now we get to our Gemara. Rav Shimon Gamliel, a Jew can do it for the goy, but a goy doesn't even have to give anything. What you're doing it on behalf of the goy? What do you mean he's going to be happy about that? But he doesn't even have to take off trumas and maaseros. So what do you mean you're doing it for him? So you can't be his shliach because you don't know if he even wants to give. What is that mashma? Ha'im ratza, if he would want to give, what if the guy told the Jew, you could be Torim, then it would be good. Right? So it sounds like a Jew can be the shliach of a guy. Right? The Rav Shimon Gamliel is only upset because you have no idea. Maybe he doesn't want to give any truma. But if he would want to give, you would be able to be Torim. Answer, Rabbi Abba Omar b'ma min al yadav. No. We had this lashon a couple days ago by a katan. No, we're talking about a case where the guy comes and then adds to what you did. That's when it works. So then it's not just that you're a shliach, but he did something. He threw more into the pile. Remember the case we had, Klach Eitzel Yafos. He did something to make it considered that he was the one, to do it, and therefore, you cannot bring a raya from there that a Jew could be the pure shliach of the guy. Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Yanai. Now we have a couple of statements of halachas, all related. Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yanai. Number one, Yisrael shamar le Levi, kor ma'aser yeshli b'chabiyadi. Yisrael goes over to his neighbor the Levi. He's like, you know what? I got some great ma'aser sheni. I just cut. I'll give it to you tomorrow. Okay? I got this big pile of Meister Shani. The Levi hears, he's like, really? I have some Meister Shani coming my way? So meanwhile, the Levi, v'halach oso ben Levi, v'aso trumas Meister al makom acher. The Levi had other stuff he wanted to eat. So he says, oh, that Meister Rishon that's coming to me, I'm gonna make that all trumas Meister. Right? To give to the Kohen. Right? The Levi has to give trumas Meister to the Kohen. So that Meister that didn't even come to him yet, he designated as Shumas Meiser. That's going to go to the Kohen. And then guess what? His neighbor had second thoughts. He's like, I don't want to give it to this Levi. I'm going to give it to another Levi down the block. V'halach Yisrael v'nasol ben Levi acher. So now what? The first Levi made it Shumas Meiser, but then he never got it. So who wins? Right, the first Levi, Shumas Meiser, or the second Levi that he actually gave it to? Ein lo alav ela taromes. The first Levi, all he could do is complain. Meaning, he doesn't have any legal rights to the Yisrael who changed his mind and didn't give it to him. You know, he didn't keep his word. That's true. But we had at the end of the previous Masechta, Ein Ruach Hachamim Nochei Menu, you got to keep your word. But tough luck, Taromis, right? Because there was no kinyan done. If he did a kinyan to commit himself to give it, then fine. But he didn't do a kinyan here. And therefore, tough luck on the first lady. But the Gemara says, "Hada detema bishanasul ze ad shelo aso ze." That's only if the Yisrael gave it to the second Levi before the first Levi made it into Trumas Meiser. Avalam aso ze ad shelo nastu ze lo. But if the first levy actually, like was described, if the first levy made it into Shumas Meiser first, before the Yisrael gave it to the second levy, then it would work. It would be Shumas Meiser. It would be Shumas Meiser, even though he never got it. Even though the Meiser Rishon never transferred hands. So the Gemara is bothered by that. Why is that? How does that work? How does the first Levi make it into Shumas Meiser even though he never handled it? So the Gemara says, Kada Dimas Nisa. It must be like the following Mishnah that Bezeshem will have in 20 days. Chav Zayin. Right? Bitel. If somebody appointed a Shliach to be Mafrish, and then he was Mevatel the Shliach. So im Achelot Torim Bitel, if he was Mafrish the Shliach before the Shliach was Torim, then it works. Ain't Truma so Truma. Right, because he was Mevatel the Shliach first. Then Misha Torim Bitel. But if first the Shliach was Torim, and then he wants to be Mevatel, too late. Truma so Truma. So says the Gemara, what do you see from there? That you can be Mevatel. So to here. If the shliach already was Torah, it's too late on me. So to here, if the Levi that I told him, I'm giving him the stuff, already made it Shumas Meiser, it's too late. It's too late. The Gemara says, but wait a minute. V'kol aminei, that's like kol kamine of the Bavli, but I didn't make him a shliach. I said I was going to give it to him. Is that the same thing? If I made a shliach, fine. He's acting on my behalf, and therefore if he does it before I was mevatel, fine. But here, I just said I'm giving it to him. Does that create any realities? So the Gemara says, yeah. Mikivan sha'amar lo kur meiser yesh lecha biyadi. Once you say that you're giving him meiser rishon, nase shlucho, he becomes like the shliach. Because you say you're going to give it to him. So the halacha views it as if he's your shliach to be mafrish. Because what do you have to do with meiser rishon? You have to be mafrish. So you could assume that he was saying to him, I'm giving you the meiser rishon, you take care of the afrasha. So he did the afrasha. So therefore, it is too late. It's as if it was a shlichus. Good. There's just one other question. Nimsa ketorim b'shus Yisrael. Right, so therefore, it's Nimsa, he was Torim with the Rishus of the Nosein Meiser. Right? And therefore, even though it wasn't actually a Shlichus, it's Ki'ilu, it was a Shlichus. There's just one other question we have to deal with. Rav Chaim Gadievsky adds in, and the other Mefarshim, there's just one other question. A Yisrael, generally, again, we discussed this a little bit in Akdama, a Yisrael, when I'm separate Meiser, Truma, I give it to the Kohen. Meiser Rishon, I give to the Levi. Am I allowed to separate Shumas Meiser from that Meiser Rishon? Am I allowed to? So the Gemara assumes now not. Shumas Meiser is something for the Levi to be Mafrish, to give to the Kohen. I could only be Mafrish Meiser Rishon. I then give that to the Levi, and he's Mafrish. So how, asked the Gemara, a Mishaleach could only appoint a Shliach for something that he could do? If the Mishaleach can't do it, then he can't make the Shliach. So, if the Mishaleach can't be Mafrish Shumas Meiser, then how could I say that the Levi, who didn't get it yet, is my Shliach to be Mafrish to Shumas Meiser? But I can't be Mafrish to Shumas Meiser. So how can I make a Shliach for that? So, it must be Pasar Laka Reb Yossi. I have to add all that in. Pasar Laka Reb Yossi, and this all is going like the Shita of Reb Yossi, who says, Reb Yossi Amar Balabayah Shatar Metzah Meiser is Basha Asa Asi. Yisrael can. A Yisrael can be Mafrish the Shumas Meiser if he wants to. Right, he has to give the same address. He has to go to the Kohen. But not only can the Yisrael, does the Yisrael have to be Mafrish Meiser Rishon and give it to the Levi? He can take off from that Meiser Rishon, Shumas Meiser, and give it to the Kohen of his choice. So it's clear from this Lashon of Reb Yossi, though, that's only a Bidyeved. Masha Asa Asui. It's only a Bidyeved. There are other days in the Tanoim. In Gittin, in the Bavli, on Daf Lamed, you have a sheet of the Tanoim, Abba Elazar ben Gamla, even Lechadchila. So there are days in the Tanoim that even Lechadchila, Yisrael is allowed to take off the Shumas Meiser, right? After he decked the Meiser Rishon, the Shumas Meiser. We had a Yerushalmi in Demai that says, it's Aser even B'dievet for a Yisrael. So there are three sheetas in the Tanoim, whether a Yisrael can be Mafir Shumas Meiser. Either it doesn't even work B'dievet, or you can even do a lechadchila, that's a day in Gittin, or right here, the middle shita, right? Clear that not lechadchila, let the Levi do it. But b'dieved, the Yisrael could do it also. Period. But that is all statement number one. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yanai, this was the case, right? Yisrael says, I'm going to give you the Meiser Rishon, and then he reneged. Next story. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai, Yisrael sh'amar l'ben Levi, kor ma'aser yesh l'cha b'yadi. If he says here, I'm giving you the ma'aser rishon, v'heilech hazdamav, but I wanna buy it from you. I have this hole, you see this big barrel? It's all ma'aser rishon. Could I buy it from you? Right, Yisrael could take the ma'aser rishon, you could be mafresh and the rest is chulin. So heilech hazdamav, here's the money. So says the Gemara, okay, that's fine, but the Levi who's taken the money, he has to be nervous a little bit. Maybe the Yisrael is going to forget to take off the Shumas Meiser. Right? Choshesh the Shumas Meiser Shabo. He has to be nervous about it. He has to be nervous about it. So that's the statement of Rabbi Yanai. Where do you see that? Kahada Ilafosa. Ilafosa is somebody's name. Ilafosa, Yalder Shimon ben Abba Meiser. Ilafosa gave Rabbi Shimon ben Abba Meiser Pashtus, he was a Levi. Right? Why is he giving him Ma'aser Rishon? Some Mefarshim say he was a Kohen, but it was post-Ezra. Remember, Ezra made the Knas, that even the Kohanim, you should give the Ma'aser Rishon to the Kohanim, because the Levim didn't come up during Ba'aseh Sheni. Okay, either way, he gives it to Rishon ben Abba. Amar Lei, Misukan Hu. And he says to him, Ilofosa gives it to Rishon ben Abba, and he says, don't worry, it's Misukan. Right, Asa Shalor of Yochanan Amalei Ilafosa Achino Ne'emanu. He says, yeah, Ilafosa is a Ne'eman. So what do you see from there? Because he's a Ne'eman, that's why it's not a problem. Otherwise, you would have to be nervous, like Rabbi Yanai said about Choshesh Luchumis Ma'aser Shebo. Right, otherwise you would be nervous. Right, that's what the Marafolda says. Dechayshinon Tzilmalotaram. But because he's a Ne'eman, that's why it's allowed. But otherwise, Eino Ne'eman, and you would have to be Choshesh. Says the Gemara. Rav Isi Ba Kumi Rabbi Yochanan. Kiman Kereb Yosi. One second. So is this whole story implying that we hold like Reb Yosi? Meaning like we just said that the Yisrael could take off the Chumas Meiser, and that's why Ilofosa said, don't worry, it's taken off already. Reb Yosi Amar Balabai Shadarman Tzah Meiser Bashasa Asui. Right? So does this whole story mean that we pass in that way? So Amar Lei in says yes, exactly. Bavlai Kamasala. You Babylonian, you understood correctly. Right? You understood correctly. Kamas, it stood up with you, meaning you got it. And therefore, we would pass in like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, I'll have to stop here, Hashem, and we will continue here in the first parak of Trumas next time.